Not since Moses. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There are three new tablets being unveiled today by the Silicon Gods from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. They join the tablets from Amazon, Google, Samsung, and Dell. And it's hard to believe that we are talking of a thing that didn't even exist until January of 2010 when Steve Jobs stepped on stage to ask a question.
Is there room for a third category of device, something that's between a laptop and a smartphone?
And of course, you already knew the answer.
And we call it the iPad.
Last year alone, 120 million tablets were sold, which means you either have one or are near one. I can still remember my first tablet encounter. I was with relatives having an idle conversation about crazy airfares, and suddenly someone says, "Let's look them up right now," and out came the iPad. And now, depending on the crowd you're with, you can't have an idle conversation anymore because there's someone doing real-time footnotes, and sometimes you just feel like shouting.
Did you carve those tablets to become a prince over us?
Yeah, but there's no stopping it now. The latest survey shows 80% of Apple iPad owners use them 10 or more times a day, sometimes as a companion to the TV or some other screen they happen to be watching. Even leisure is multitasked now. People want their email replies instantly. While you're at a party, while you're at the beach, while you're waiting for healthcare.gov to load. In fact, I'll bet 25% of your inbox is from people who, right after they hit send, pressed flush. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.